The pharmaceutical industry is undergoing some sweeping changes. Over the past few days, some major deals have been announced, the first involving a trio of big-name companies, GlaxoSmithKline, Novartis, and Eli Lilly. The second is a proposed deal between Quebec-based Valeant Pharmaceuticals and California's Allergan, the maker of Botox. That deal is valued at $45 billion. And NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In the drug business, Valeant is known for spending little money on researching new drugs. Instead, it's gotten bigger and bigger by acquiring other companies. It strikes about 25 deals a year. Many of the companies it buys are small, but some, such as eye care company Bausch & Lomb, are much bigger. Analyst Ronnie Gal of Bernstein Research says once Valeant buys a company, it cuts costs sharply.
Valeant is saying, look, the products that you've already made are great. But we think that by just taking the products as they are and not reinvesting, we can make higher profits.
This cost-cutting has made Valeant a big favorite among hedge funds and other investors. This week it announced it was joining up with investor William Ackman to try to make another acquisition. California-based Allergan is probably most famous for a single product that a lot of people are reluctant to admit they use.
Come on, you've heard about it. Maybe you've had friends who've gotten treated with it. Isn't it time to ask your doctor about Botox Cosmetic?
Allergan says it's studying the offer, but if it says yes, a lot of things are likely to change for the company. Analyst Damian Conover of Morningstar says Allergan spends a lot of money on research, but Valeant is likely to change that.
If you see R&D cuts, that really hurts these companies' abilities to continue to generate strong returns. So over the long term, it's a very difficult strategy to employ. Over the short term, it can be pretty profitable.
The deal comes at a time when the drug industry's fortunes are improving. A few years ago, companies faced something called the patent cliff, a time when patents on a lot of their most popular drugs were expiring at the same time. Revenues took a big hit. But Ronnie Gal says some companies have had more success lately developing breakthrough drugs to replace them. He also says the United States remains a very profitable market for drug makers.
The U.S. is showing no ability to control its drug budget, and therefore you're able to charge $50,000 per patient per year for new breakthrough medications.
At the same time, he says the middle class is growing in developing countries like India, and people there are buying more drugs. It represents a big potential market for pharmaceutical companies. But Gal says the business has also gotten a lot more competitive. At one time, a company could survive by selling a single cancer drug.
Right now, we're looking at markets where there are five or six or seven companies developing similar compounds. And you're not going to be successful unless you are one of the best ones.
For that reason, a lot of companies are selling off smaller divisions in an effort to focus on what they do best. This week, there have been several multi-billion-dollar deals announced involving the world's biggest drug companies. For instance, Novartis says it is selling its animal drug business to Eli Lilly. At the same time, it announced it's buying an oncology unit from GlaxoSmithKline. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.